Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now save $30 on the American-made Steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, family? Welcome to Speak. We are just days away from the Super Bowl. It's about to be a phenomenal show. If it's your first time watching, we appreciate you. Turn the volumes up. Put the remotes down. And stay for a while. You did great.
Stay for a while.
Yo, it's all fun on this show. Far end, that is Dave Hellman, NFL insider. He knows everything that you need to know. Listen to him. This is the brilliant Joy Taylor to Dave's right. You already know who that is, though. And this is Eagles all-time rushing leader, LeSean Shady McCoy. Now, Shady has two teams in the Super Bowl, the team that drafted him and the team that won him his ring. But when we talk about the team that drafted him, the Philadelphia Eagles, they're led by quarterback Jalen Hurts. And so much is on the line for Hurts, but most importantly for me, what's on the line? It's the narrative. See, nobody is talking about the fact that Jalen Hurts hasn't played a good playoff game yet. And we don't have to talk about that because he's in the Super Bowl, so it's irrelevant. But get this. If they don't win the Super Bowl, people are going to start to scrutinize some of these numbers. People are going to take out that microscope and really start to look deep and say, wait, Hurts, a 58% completion percentage, 177 passing yards, 37 rushing yards, 3-2 touchdown interception ratio. Wait a second, Hurts. A 77 passer rating and league average is up around 89. If Hurts does not win, then all of a sudden, we aren't necessarily going to rewrite history, but we are going to take way too critical a look at history. We're going to overlook the wins and losses and only look at how Hurts has performed. So Hurts needs to win because the narrative of who Jalen Hurts has been in the playoffs will be under a lot more scrutiny if he does not get the W in the Super Bowl. You know how it goes, Dave Hellman. Isn't it the victors, the winners, they write history?
Yeah, the winners write history.
The winners write history. As it is right now, Jalen Hurts is writing history. He's writing history however he wants it to be done. But if the Eagles and Hurts do not win, then he won't be the one writing that story. Other people will. LeSean McCoy, you're the Eagles' all-time rushing leader. I say that as often as I can because it deserves that kind of respect. But what's on the line for Jalen Hurts in this game?
Joy, it wasn't easy. your monologue, you said something interesting. You said the narrative. And I think what's that line is the narrative. A storybook ending, yeah. Right? Jalen Hurts went to Alabama, right? And then he was dominant at first. SEC Office Player of the Year,
yep.
Then he gets demoted in the championship game for Tua. Then he transfers, goes to Oklahoma, has a pretty good year, right? Leaves in the second round. Now, in Philadelphia, people weren't happy about that pick. I'm going to be honest. They actually were disappointed that they got Jalen Hurts in the second round. Had to overcome that. First year was whatever. Then he became who he is. Now, today, he's Jalen Hurts. One win away from a Super Bowl. So I think the narrative for this would be like some Hollywood story. Yeah. Beating all the odds, getting counted out. Gets knocked down, gets back up. Gets knocked down, gets back up. I think that if he can go out here and get a win, that would be a great story to tell. I mean, in Philadelphia, you know, they write stories about this.
Yep.
So I think this what he has at stake is more just a storyline of a great story.
Shady, personalize it for a second. Your final year in the league was with who?
Was the Bucs.
Bucs. Y'all won the Super Bowl.
Bang.
Last year in the league, LeSean McCoy, you won a Super Bowl, but you went through all of offseason team activities, all the OTAs, yeah. All the mini camp, all of training camp, the entire season. Y'all started off 7-5. It was not pretty.
Right.
But you won a Super Bowl. So it was all worth it. Had you lost that Super Bowl, how would that have changed how you viewed your last season?
That would have been tough. I think if I'd have lost that game, I'd probably have come back another time, another team, to try to get a Super Bowl run. And then, like, the cool thing is everybody puts so much into it, right? And I didn't play a lot. you know, my last year. It was more like a mentor, a veteran in the locker room. But I seen the ups and downs from Rojo, Ronald Jones, the running back. He was a starting running back. And I seen Leonard Fournette up and down, you know, competing every week. One game he's hot, other game he's hot. Seeing guys like Chris Godwin battling through injury, you know, and then later in the year he turned it on. Mike Evans, at one point, was the only wide receiver playing. Gronk was talking about how his body was, you know, some days he felt good, some days he felt bad from all the years of the hits and the surgeries. Tom Brady, Tom was 40 years old, right? Seeing him every day practicing. So it's like we put all that into it. And then it was an up and down season. We finally got together. And at the end, it's like, it was all worth it.
Yep.
You got that ring that the confetti dropped down, you know, grown men is crying, kids is running. And you think about your career. I think about all the from the rushing titles to the All Pros, the Pro Bowls, to doing all that and not winning, to doing all that to winning. Antonio Brown, I know he went off the cliff for a little bit, but when he was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we talked about all the success that he had and I had. Him and Le'Veon Bell and Ben Roethlisberger, all the great times the Steelers had, all the All Pros he had, all the years he had, you know, triple crowns, et cetera, but no championship.
Yeah.
So that was the best thing. When you even asked that question, it made me think about how everybody was pouring into what they've been through from high school. Some guys never won in high school. Right. All the way from high school to the NFL, you finally get your chance to win a Super Bowl, and you can rejoice like, wow, we really did it. You can't take that away from us.
It's fascinating because Shady played 12 years in the league, if I'm not mistaken, and says he would have played another one had he not won a ring.
So to get a ring.
That is how important winning a ring when you have the opportunity to win a ring is. Dave Hellman, coming to you right now, knowing that a Super Bowl championship is on the line, how much pressure is on Jalen Hurts to get it and why?
A ton of pressure. I mean, it's the Super Bowl. We get that. It is. It's the reason that we all do this. It's this game. But I think Tom Brady and now, to a lesser degree, Patrick Mahomes have kind of ruined our perception of how fleeting this whole thing is. I mean, because, you know, you get used to seeing the Patriots do this 10 times in 20 years. It doesn't feel as special from an outsider's perspective. But it's really, really hard to get to this game. And it's really, really meaningful when you win it. I mean, think about outside of the greatness of Tom Brady and now to a lesser degree, the Patrick Mahomes Chiefs. Think about what we've seen from some of the NFL's best in recent memory. I mean, Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowl in year 3. Has he been back? No, the answer is no. They should forgot. Russell Wilson was on some iconic teams. Yeah. You know, they caught lightning in a bottle. They went to 2 games. They only won once. And he hasn't been back.
Correct.
Drew Brees was in this game 1 time.
Yeah.
You're not guaranteed a second shot at this. Famously, Dan Marino, the greatest quarterback to never win a ring.
Second year,
never sniffed it again. Mm-hmm. It's easy to think that the Eagles will be back in this game because they're loaded. We thought that about their last Super Bowl team. Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate, and we were like, well, it sucks for Carson that he didn't really get to be the quarterback in this game, but he'll have another chance. How'd that work out? Jalen Hurts took his place. A year after Carson Wentz signed his mega extension, not even a full calendar year, the Eagles drafted his eventual replacement, and now they're in the Super Bowl with him. Like, you've got to be great on an iconic level to be making regular appearances in this game. It's not to say Jalen Hurts can't do that, but you damn sure shouldn't take it for granted. And think about how much easier your career gets if you check that box in your
early.
Get it out of the way, man. And that is the pressure that's on Jalen Hurts right now. Is it's not to say your career will be defined by this game, but the arc of your career and the narrative of it. I mean, Nick Foles had 1 Pro Bowl season, but you know what he's got? Not only a ring, but a damn statue in Philadelphia. That's what happens when you win a game of this magnitude.
Only him and Rocky, by the way. We love Rocky.
Both the real people. Joy Taylor, a lot on the line for Jalen Hurts. So how much pressure is on the line for this QB?
Well, you know, like Dave said, it's the Super Bowl, so there's pressure on everybody. But Patrick Mahomes has earned a little grace in this space, being here as much as he has and winning a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP and multiple league MVPs.
Right.
We've put him into that space that the Patriots were in, where they are going to be contenders every year. And a lot of things have to fall in line in order for you to do that. But life comes at you fast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ask the Niners. Ask Emmanuel Acho and the Niners. It happens like this. You think you're rolling. You think you've got the same team coming back. You think you're going to win these games that you're expected to win. You get one injury, one lineman, one thing falls apart. somebody gets fired and it's a completely different situation. So you have to take advantage of these opportunities. There's a reason why we speak about Super Bowls in with that lore, because it's so hard. So many things have to go right. Some things have to go wrong for other people. You have to step up in the biggest moments. You have to get breaks throughout the season in order to just get to this game. So you have to take advantage of these moments when you have the opportunity to win them. But for Jalen Hurts specifically, again, I don't understand where the doubt still comes from. I wasn't sure about Jalen in the beginning. I think he's a completely different player this year than he was last year. I think he's done more than enough to secure himself a starting position with Philadelphia or for somewhere else in the league, the way that he's played this year. But to win a Super Bowl, that'll just close the book on that. That'll close the book on all that conversation, all that doubt of if you're capable of just winning the big game. Like, if you perform the way that he's performed all season long, and you brought up in your monologue the numbers that he's had in the postseason, you perform the way he is all season long, then have the postseason run, and win the championship, none of that matters. Nobody's going to bring
Correct.
Those up.
Correct.
Because you have a whole legitimate season. You have a whole chapter.
Yep.
And resume
yep.
to show what you're capable of doing.
Real quick, Dave, let me think about this for a second. Shady, you were literally on the field, so you can speak to it. Patrick Mahomes, he has played 8 quarters of Super Bowl games. 8 quarters. 2 games, 8 quarters. He's only played 1 good quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
The fourth quarter of LeSean McCoy's first Super Bowl, that was the only good quarter of the 8 that Patrick Mahomes has played in the Super Bowls. But we don't talk about that because he won it.
Yep.
Jimmy G had 2 bad passes, but really 1 notable one. That bad pass, Emmanuel Sanders misses him, streaking wide open, likely would have put the game away against the Super Bowl that LeSean McCoy won. But because Jimmy G lost, not only do we talk about that pass, we go back and say, wait a second. You know against the Vikings, Jimmy G only threw the ball 7 times. Wait a second. You know against the Packers, Jimmy G only threw the ball 13 times.
Yeah.
So now That's we true. Retroactively, and obviously I'm being a little hyperbolic. I don't have the numbers directly ahead of me, but Jimmy G did underwhelm in those games leading up to that Super Bowl game. We retroactively start to examine how bad were you since you was bad. Jalen Hurts, I think people will all of these skeptics, all let a little the roaches that hide when the light's out. When the lights come on, you're just going to see people scattering, because if Jalen Hurts underwhelms Dave Hellman, that's where my thought process is. People are now going to start to examine, wait a second, he ain't had a good playoff game yet, and he's played 4 of them. Elaborate on that point, because you write those articles.
And Jalen, and it's not a knock for me, but I think people will say this, like Jalen doesn't win the way that people want to see a franchise quarterback win. You know, the rushing is a huge part of it. He makes their ground game go. He's got like what, like 18 quarterback sneak touchdowns. I'm exaggerating, but like not by a lot. So, I think you're right. If he struggles in this game, particularly as a passer, and I would bet the Chiefs are going to do everything they can to make him win as a passer, because I think that's the weaker component of his game.
Yeah,
yeah, I think a narrative forms there. And to the point I made earlier, I think Jalen Hurts has done more than enough to be the Eagles quarterback of the future. But how much better would they feel knowing that he's already delivered the yep. ultimate goal to them? Because that's, again, going back to this all being so fleeting. Yes, this team is great. I think they're positioned to do this again next year. But Darius Slay and Lane Johnson have astronomical cap hits. Does Jason? How much longer does Jason Kelce want to play?
Right.
At some point, you got to talk about a contract for a guy like Devontae Smith. James Bradbury doesn't have a long-term future. Yeah. Like, it's hard to put a Super Bowl team together year after year, and Jalen Hurts is cheap right now, by the way. If they don't win this game, and now you're saying he will make it harder for us to put a good team together sooner rather than later, that's this all goes together. That's why there is an enormous amount of pressure on Jalen Hurts to just get this box checked, man. You can get your statue. You don't have to worry about any of that.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, save $30 on the American-made steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
question is, Shady, who in the world has the most to gain in this Super Bowl game? It's a once-in-a-lifetime, but for you, twice-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Who has the most to gain in the game?
I'm going to go with Andy Reid, right? I think Andy Reid doesn't get enough respect. He doesn't get enough respect for developing these players. He doesn't get enough respect for the wins he has. He has the fourth most wins, right? And I think of all time. That's mm-hmm. that's crazy. And for him to have that many wins, he doesn't get the respect. I think a Super Bowl would change the narrative on him. And Philadelphia's been in four straight NFC Championship games, yep. right? And then with the Chiefs, going back to with the fifth AFC Championship game since he's been there. And he's changed that whole program around. I look at the Eagles. When he got there, they weren't that good of a team.
Not at all.
Right? He changed that whole thing around. Now, like, every year you see the Eagles in the playoffs. I look at the Chiefs, same thing. When he went there to 2013, they weren't a good team. He changed the whole team around with the same players. I look at, like, developing players. If I sat here and told you these guys that he drafted, both Kelseys, Donovan McNabb, LeSean McCoy, Jeremy Maclin, DeSean Jackson, Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, Sean Andrews, it's some more I'm missing, but Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson, Fletcher Cox.
Like, quite a list.
Come on. His players.
Nick Foles.
So, anyway, I think that, like, and last part, not having a guy like Tom Brady, where if he did, he would have them championships. And I hate to kill Bill Belichick, you know, but I feel like Brady carried him more than Bill carried Brady. And Andy Reid, he carried a lot of these guys, you know. So, oh, my God, to win, man.
Already a movie called Kill Bill, Shady, so you don't have to worry about that one. Joy, who has the most to gain from this Super Bowl win?
I agree. Andy doesn't get
you don't worry.
He doesn't get enough credit. But I'm going to go with the Eagles as a whole. Okay. Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, and this team and the direction of the Eagles as a future. We just talked to Howie. He was slightly diplomatic. Not, I wouldn't say uncommittal, because he can't really talk about
diplomatic
contract. But he was diplomatic
word.
About, you know, what will happen with Jalen. But you all know Howie very well, obviously. And we know how the Eagles like to do business. And he's a mover and a shaker. And if it doesn't end in the ultimate victory, people will have questions, rightfully so, because that's what you're trying to do is win a championship, not just get there. So Jalen Hurts winning a Super Bowl, I think, solidifies him as a young star that is legitimate, that is leading this team, that is the future of this team, and Nick Sirianni as well. Remember, Nick Sirianni is a very young coach.
Yeah.
So I think that winning a Super Bowl obviously gives you a lot of grace, but it also gives you something enormous to build on. Now you feel like, okay, this is going to be the future. Now we have our guys in place. We can just keep adding and subtracting until we keep the formula the way it is, the way that the Chiefs are. Right. That's why I think it matters more for the Eagles, because the Chiefs are already in that space.
I thought about saying Andy, too. And I think it would be big for him to win, but I thought about it. And at the end of the day, I think Andy Reid has a Hall of Fame resume, no matter what. Patrick Mahomes, he's in the Hall of Fame. I think it's Jalen Hurts just because of the magnitude of what this could mean for a lot of reasons. I mean, we all think Jalen Hurts is going to get paid by Philly regardless, but you win a Super Bowl, there's no doubt about that. It's done.
And a statue.
It's done.
Howie's answering the question.
Howie's answering the question if they're holding the trophy on Sunday. Absolutely. You get your statue. Yeah. Then, just think about it from his perspective, too. I mean, only 34 men have won the Super Bowl at quarterback. Like, that is a short list.
That's a crazy list.
Only three black men have won the Super Bowl. He would be the fourth.
Say it loud, Dave.
It's true. You're talking about historic stuff. Think about, from a narrative perspective, Jalen Hurts is one of the most mobile quarterbacks that's ever been in this situation. You know, he's like not the classic idea of like, oh, you need Patrick Mahomes. You need this guy that can do it all from the pocket and make these crazy throws. It's not true. I mean, we know it's not true anyway, but it definitely won't be true if they win the Super Bowl.
Well, we don't know just yet, Dave, but Jalen Hurts can put that flag on the ground and say, hey, mobile quarterbacks can get it done. Because we saw Cam Newton come close. He didn't get it done. We saw Mike Vick go to a conference championship game. We saw Robert Griffin star in an early round playoff game before he got hurt. But if Jalen Hurts does find a way to win a Super Bowl, he will undress a narrative that has stood far too long. It may be a false narrative. It may be a real narrative. But it is a narrative nonetheless. If Jalen Hurts can find a way to win a Super Bowl, I think it would be huge for him. My quick answer is actually Patrick Mahomes, surprisingly. Ooh. Only because, Dave, you said something I thought about yesterday. You said it during the show. You said there's one or two quarterbacks a generation that will transcend all the others.
Yeah.
It was Tom Brady. It was Aikman, Bradshaw, Montana. One or two will transcend all the others, win multiple chips. It appears Mahomes will be that one. But it has to go from appearing he will be that one to the reality of him being that one. And it starts in just a couple days.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
But y'all already know we out here in AZ. The crowd is crazy. Go crazy. Can I get my rock? Can I get my, you trust it? Can I get my rock? All right, the Super Bowl is literally just 2 days, 3 days away. The offenses are phenomenal. The Eagles have several All-Pros. The Chiefs have several All-Pros. So now it really comes down to who in the world has the scarier offense. Both teams have a whole bunch of talent, but which talent is scarier? Dave Hellman, you follow both of these teams incredibly closely. Where do you stand?
The question is offense.
Yep.
It's Philadelphia, and I don't think it's that close, to be honest with you. If we're talking scariest, because look, we all know about Patrick Mahomes. I don't have to say a word about him. He's the best quarterback walking the earth. But the Eagles have so many more answers to these tests. Like, okay, what I'm about to say is going to sound crazy. I can help you draw up a game plan for stopping Patrick Mahomes. It's just really, really hard to do. Rush with four. Nice catch. That's why he's all decade right there. That's amazing. Rush with four and clog the throwing lanes and make Patrick Mahomes beat you. Make him be Superman. It's very hard to do, but that's what I would do. The Eagles, I don't know where to start. I mean, they got the best run game in the league. They've only failed to rush for 100 yards as a team three times with Jalen Hurts in the lineup. That's crazy. And they've gone over 150 eight times. Like half the season, you can't hold them below 150. Y'all both know, isn't that the most conducive road to winning football games? And oh, by the way, if you're equipped to slow down their running game, which very few people are, they have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith, you realize, had 1,200 yards this year? I feel like, and 95 catches, by the way. Like, that's just sitting over by the wayside. Like, nobody even talks about that. Like, he's top 10 in production this year, and he's the Eagles' number two. So, cool, double A.J. Brown if you want to. Devontae Smith's going to feast. You got Dallas Goedert who can do stuff as well. Like, if I'm a defensive coordinator, I don't know where to start. And that's what makes them terrifying to me.
Dory Taylor, scariest offense, where you at?
Very compelling, Dave.
Thank you.
And mostly I agree, but the Chiefs have the MVP.
They do. They do. I said it sounded crazy.
Hold on, Dory. I got to pause you. You said the Chiefs had the MVP, and I saw a dramatic head nod from my man right there in that Mahomes jersey. I saw a dramatic. Can we get a shot? Can we get a shot of that? Can we get a shot? Stand up, my brother. There it is. Like, I couldn't let that moment be missed. I saw a dramatic, like, he felt it in his soul. Joy said the Chiefs got the MVP, and he just.
Yeah, they got that. They do.
Yeah, they do, Joy.
And there were a lot of questions about what the offense was going to look like, and he still put up MVP numbers with this offense. So they're not. They better be scary to somebody. They went through the AFC. They were the number one seed in the AFC up against that gauntlet of quarterbacks on the other side of the ball putting up numbers. Also, they have quite a few pro bowlers, quite a few all pros. Shady.
Hard to do.
It's hard to do. Hard to do. They got
Everybody
Travis Kelce. All right. Their guard, center, all on offense, all on the line that's protecting Patrick Mahomes. They have great players on the offensive side of the ball, and they have the MVP. So while I do think that Philadelphia has depth and Jalen Hurts is an MVP finalist, and they've had an incredible season as well, if you're talking about scary, Mahomes is the scariest player in the league.
That's a good point. 2-5, you were one of the scariest players I ever played against. Every day in practice, we would go one-on-one in one-on-ones, in pass pro, in 7-on-7, et cetera. So I know what it's like to go up against a scary player. You know what it's like to be one. Who's got the scarier offense, Chiefs?
It's just offense?
Just offense.
This is hard to say, but I got to go with the Chiefs. Like, if we just sit and watch football, right, all offense, who's more scary when they're on fire? Any offense. Pick one. The Bengals, the Bills, the Chiefs, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, when they're on fire, that's the scariest thing ever. Then they start doing those small little runs that's just getting 10 yards because you worry about the pass. And so if I had to pick this one team as far as out of these two who's more scariest on offense, it has to be – the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, when he's hot and he's riding high, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, they dialing up and dialing it up. I got to go with them.
Shady, you know Andy Reid.
You know that burn.
I'm glad the Eagles guy on the show right now. Like, how do we get
here? No. Hold up. Dave Hellman is a Cowboys fan, and don't try to. Yeah. Right. Whoa. That's right. Yeah. So. Ladies and gentlemen, I will not let Dave Hellman trick y'all. All right?
Who's riding with the birds right now and who's not?
I'm doing my job.
You're doing his job.
Dave, that's a better team. I would go with the Eagles.
I'm hurt for you. We only got two Cowboys fans here.
Yeah, you know why? The reason, four. The reason why is because they'll probably never be here. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Sorry about that.
I never, ever start the Cowboys stuff, ever. It's always y'all. Just throwing that out there.
Shady, Andy Reid joined our show literally 2 days ago. You called him up, you talked to him, you talked to the wife, you talked to Brett Veach. You were incredibly close with that entire family. You know how talented he is.
Yeah.
But Patrick Mahomes, you know how talented he is. Who do you think is most important to the Chiefs having a dominant game on Sunday? Not to what they've done all season, but on Sunday, who's most important to that game?
That's an easy one. Coaches are meant to put players in positions to make plays, right? Go out there and be great. It's my job to put you in that position. So it's got to be Patrick Mahomes. He's the one that's going to go against that crazy, aggressive, fast defensive line. He's out there going against some all-pro cornerbacks with the Philadelphia Eagles. So it got to be Patrick Mahomes because Andy ain't playing. Andy's a big guy. He likes his cheeseburgers. He likes to chill.
That's it.
So I got to go with Patrick Mahomes.
Dave, as you watch and you study the game, Andy Reid, do you think that he can cook up enough to beat out all-pro cornerback Darius Slay, all-pro cornerback James Bradberry, 6 interception safety Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, 16-sack outside linebacker Hassan Reddick, 11-sack outside linebacker Brandon Graham, 11-sack Javon Hargrave? Can Andy Reid cook
That's a lot of sacks.
A lot of sacks.
I don't like it when you list it all out like that. It doesn't make me feel good.
Can Andy Reid cook something up for that?
Yeah, I mean, yes, first, and this is where it helps so much what the Chiefs have, which is continuity. Like, Andy Reid's been working with Patrick Mahomes. Eric Bieniemy's been there for years. All these guys know each other. They know what works. They can play off of each other. And, yeah, I think they can put a game plan together. But a huge part of it is Patrick Mahomes. Like I just said, like, I can imagine a defensive game plan to stop Patrick Mahomes. Doing it is another thing entirely. So, yeah, I mean, when you have the best quarterback in the world, any coach, I think, can scheme up a good game plan for him. Andy Reid can obviously do it better. So, yeah, I have absolute faith.
Troy, where you stand on that? Andy Reid, can he single-handedly scheme up a game plan to defeat or at least to make sure they stay competitive with all that craziness out there on the Eagles' defense?
Yeah, I don't have doubts in Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes. I think this is the most, despite the fact that Kansas City is the scrappy little underdog, just happy to be here. I think they're too, whoa, that's a B.
That's a B. This is live television, live America. TV. This is live TV.
I think it went
In
out.
Case you were wondering,
this
is live TV. It has gone. It's gone. You are okay, Troy Taylor.
Appropriate.
You are okay.
That's the scary thing right there.
A curious me.
A killer bee, huh?
All right. It's fine. We'll get our bearings. Ooh. I think they're very evenly matched teams. I mean, they're the two one seeds. Like, this is really what you couldn't ask for a better matchup than this. We have the two best teams in the league. You can hate if you want to, but you're hating from the couch. So when you're talking about
thank you, Dave.
a coach that has done this before is doing this year in and year out against great defenses all the time. It's going to come down to who makes the play at the end of the game, in my opinion. Obviously, we're not giving our predictions yet. That's for tomorrow. But that, to me, is how this game is going to go. I don't see a blowout. I don't see anything that's going to get out of hand. And if you're asking me, can Andy Reid put Patrick Mahomes in a position to do that, keep in mind, both quarterbacks in this game are a little banged up as well. So that's going to play a part in the game planning also.
I got to show love to everybody in the crowd because all y'all are amazing taking time to come out here, all y'all. But one person in particular. Rocking one jersey in particular.
Oh, no.
Needs a little bit extra love. I see a 2-5 LeSean McCoy Eagles jersey in the crowd.
There's two.
Mr. Cameraman, we got two of them.
That's right. Come on now.
We got another one now.
And now listen. Now this is why it's so important because you can't see a 25 jersey in Philadelphia. Think about it. Who's the last 25 number jersey player you done seen in Philadelphia?
It was
and then after me, who? So it's me and them. We the only ones left. That's it. They don't get that number out no more.
Right,
come on now.
Are you telling me that your number is unofficially retired?
Well, it's
unofficially.
It takes 5 years to officially retire. But, I mean, I'm not a liar. You won't see a 25 no more.
You won't see a 25 anymore. Dave Hellman, the player you are most excited to see in this game. Obviously, we have Fred Warner coming on the set next, and I'm most excited to see him, the best linebacker in football. But let me ask you before we go to commercial break, what player, outside of Patrick Mahomes and outside of Jalen Hurts, not the quarterbacks, are you most excited to see?
I'm going to ride the same thing I rode in the conference championship game, which is that if we know Patrick Mahomes has to play great, but if the Chiefs are going to win, Chris Jones has to wreck shop. He's got to, I mean, it's got to happen. And he did it. He did it against Cincinnati. It's a different beast against this Eagles offensive line, but seeing him against Jason Kelsey, Landon Dickerson, maybe even he'll kick out and play against Lane Johnson, like that sounds fun as hell to me, and he's got to be great if the Chiefs are going to win this game.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Now look, y'all.
Yeah.
We live, but we got a show to do. Okay? I'm going to need y'all with me. And I'm going to need y'all with me. Okay, we got a Super Bowl here in about 48 hours. The game is going to be crazy, absolutely crazy. We're going to start off the show with the only question that really needs to be answered. Who is going to win and why? LeSean McCoy, you won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs?
Go with them first.
Oh, go with them first.
Go with them first.
You're going to dodge it.
Go with them first. I'm not going to dodge it.
I'm not dodging it all week.
My teammates, y'all go first.
Okay. My dog, LeSean McCoy, won the coin toss and he deferred.
There you go.
Dave Hellman will receive. Dave Hellman, who's going to win and why?
Way back in August, we all made Super Bowl picks, right?
We did.
I don't mean to throw anybody under the bus, but I think the teams that you three picked are all gone. They're not here.
We're just starting the show with shade, all right.
The team that I picked is still playing.
Who'd you pick?
The Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah! I'll be honest.
Hey, Dave?
If I knew they were going against the best roster in football,
there you go.
I don't feel good about it. This is a really tight game. It's the two number one seeds. But I'm not jumping off the bandwagon the 2 days before the game.
Don't
I've been
it.
On it all year.
All year long.
I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs. I picked them in August.
Thank you.
I've been calling him the two-time MVP for a month. I can finally call him that now. They got Patrick Mahomes. The two-time MVP, a guy I can already call a Hall of Famer. They got Chris Jones on the defensive line.
They do.
They got Travis Kelce.
They do.
Their roster overall is not as good, but they have difference makers where it matters.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly how they're going to do it, but I trust them to do it. I got Kansas City in a close one.
Eagles fans, how'd y'all feel about that take, man?
Pick a side, man. Come on, man. Pick a side.
I didn't boo you. They did.
Sure.
I didn't boo you. I'm innocent.
You are wearing green.
No blood on my hands. Joy, the brilliant, Taylor, where do you stand? Who is going to win this game? We've been waiting all year long for this prediction. Who is going to win this game and why?
So, I guess it's that time. Gotta commit. Well, I've really been riding with them all season long, so I'm going to stick with the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I'm a defense girl. That's in my blood, as we know. And that's really what I love about this team. I love Jalen Hurts. I love what they've done on the offensive side of the ball. All pro.
It's hard to do. It is hard to do.
MVP candidate. Finalists. But the Eagles defense is really all time. We talked a lot about the Niners defense this year, and they were flashy, and they were great. No question. But the Eagles defense really did something historical and all time this year. They're third all time in sacks.
Yeah.
Behind defenses that we speak about in lore.
85 Bears type stuff.
Minted. Yeah. Behind them. So they just do it kind of quietly.
They do.
Just consistent.
They do.
It's a group effort. Doesn't matter if you're a starter or you're the backup, you're getting busy. And I love that about this team, and that's what they're going to need to beat a player like Patrick Mahomes.
No question about it. 2-5. You want to go? You want me to go?
You want to go? I'm ready to go.
Go ahead, me go.
Okay.
I've been waiting on this.
I thought it would be a game time decision, right? Because I am biased, but then again, I got to do my job.
Got it.
That's why they paid me to do my job. Andy Reid is my guy. I talked to him this week, and we just talked about going against the Eagles and how their emotions might be. But he wants to win the game. I said, Coach, I totally agree. But when I look at this game, how can the Chiefs beat the Eagles? Mm. It's got to be Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. Travis Kelce, mm-hmm. and the passing game.
Yep.
Makes sense. I look at the Eagles, right? What they do, what the Chiefs do best, we defend best.
Yep.
We're the number two defense overall, right? We have the third most sacks in NFL history. So if you're going to slow Patrick Mahomes down, you got to sack him. And then we got some DBs. Got some all-pro DBs, all some pro. Pro Bowl DBs. So
Wait. All-pro.
It's hard to do.
It's hard to do.
No, for the record. For the record. Whenever Shady or Joy says all-pro, y'all got to say, it's hard to do. It's hard to do.
25 for a second. Can I get that towel for a second, please? Now, if you can't hear me, you can see me. And I'm going with the Eagles, baby. And for the record, Dave Hellman, he's a Cowboy guy,
ooh,
by the
is.
Way. You lied to the people again.
He lied?
You said that all three of us had different picks for the Super Bowl winner. I always had the Eagles.
You had the Eagles. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm
put
sorry.
Some respect
hey.
On the green.
Hey. That's fair.
Hey,
that's
all right. Next time that's he's jumping bad. Over this desk. I don't know if y'all paid to see a fight, but next time we jumping over this desk.
That's right.
That's my bad, buddy.
Okay, I didn't get my pick yet. I'm going to get my pick like this. See, the thing about the Eagles roster, they got a whole bunch of beasts. Now, y'all forget about all the beasts because you just think about how good they are.
Okay.
But what I need y'all's help to do, Eagles fans, can I hear y'all Eagles fans? For the sake of the viewer at home, I'm going to name a player, and y'all just say beast. Then I'm going to name another player, and y'all just say beast.
I like this game.
Then I'm going to name another player, and y'all just say okay, then.
And get used to it. It's a lot of them, so get used to it.
We got to go. And y'all see, I ain't got no notes. So we just going to go. The Eagles are going to win this game because Eagles going to win this game because what do I want to start? Brandon Graham?
Whatever you want to do.
Because Brandon Graham is a
beast.
Avante Maddox is a
beast.
Josh Sweat is a
beast.
Sweaty beast at that.
Hassan Reddick is a
beast.
Fletcher Cox today.
Beast.
The big beast.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson today.
Beast.
Darius Big Play Slay is a
beast.
It's some more now. Come on.
Jordan Davis is a
beast.
Javon Hargrave is a
beast.
Preach to us now. Come on. Preach to us now.
Jalen Hurts is a
beast.
Dallas Goedert is a
beast.
Lane Johnson is a
beast.
Jason Kelce is a
beast.
AJ Brown is a
beast.
Quez Watkins is a
beast.
Miles Sanders is a
beast.
Devontae Smith is a
beast.
Now look.
I feel bad for the three guys you left off the list.
I know.
Jordan Mylar is a
beast.
James Bradbury, is that?
He's here all day.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Eagles going to win the game.
That's a good thing, ain't it?
Because they got a whole bunch of
beasts.
It's really that simple for you, boy. It's really that simple. Dave Hellman, I got to come back to you for one final thought. Eagles got a whole bunch of beasts. But you picked the Chiefs. Make that make sense.
I said it at the top. Difference makers where they matter. Who's got the better quarterback in the game?
Chiefs.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not as animated. The Chiefs. It kind of rhymes with beast.
Yeah, I see that.
I did all that.
Patrick Mahomes is a.
Oh, no.
You walked into that.
Yeah. Your mic is falling off.
Travis Kelce, also. I think Chris Jones. We can do this all day.
I don't like this.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid
is arguably the best coach in football.
I agree with that.
They have the coach. They have the quarterback. They have the pass rushing defensive tackle. They got a Hall of Fame tight end. Their roster's not as good. But those guys, the four specifically that I just mentioned, can make a game-winning difference. Like I said, I'm iffy. This is going to be a tall order for the Kansas City Chiefs. But they got Patrick Mahomes, and I think they can do it. It's as simple as that.
I love that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sadie, how you feeling, big dog?
I'm feeling good. I always feel good. You got great fans in here?
Yeah!
There's some fans in blue I'm not too happy
to see. You're not too happy about?
But everybody else is good.
Everybody good? Okay, you want to know who is great? Patrick Mahomes. He won his second NFL MVP award yesterday. Give him the respect he deserves. But Shady, Jalen Hurts was an all-pro.
Yes, he was. And it's hard to do.
It's hard to do. Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, two of the best, if not the best, quarterbacks in the game. But, Dave, they both got a lot to gain. Mahomes can end up being the Tom Brady of the generation and just put leaps and bounds between him and everybody else. But if Jalen Hurts wins, miraculously, him and Patrick Mahomes got the same number of Super Bowl wins. Crazy as it sounds. So, Dave, let me come to you and ask, who in the world has more to gain in this game? Is it Jalen Hurts or is it Patrick Mahomes?
I'm about to say something that's going to sound kind of mean, and I'm sorry. Jalen Hurts could win this game, and it won't put him on Patrick Mahomes' level. Like, that's, I mean, that's all, that's cool. You've got the same number of Super Bowls, two MVPs, Hall of Fame pace. Like, Patrick Mahomes is going to the Hall of Fame. I feel no hesitation to say that right now, before he's played this game, before he's turned 30 years old. He's there. If there's a team in the league that I'm confident is going to be back in this game, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. They traded away Tyreek Hill. Like, they purposefully took a step back and said, you know what? We can't afford this. We got to retool. We're going to get some younger receivers. We're going to spend a little bit less money. And they're still in this game. I think they'll be back. Patrick Mahomes is going to the Hall of Fame. Even if he doesn't win this game, he's going to have other opportunities. I say all that to say Jalen Hurts has so much more to gain. He does. I mean, at the end of the day, we all think, we've talked about this a number of times, he's earned his contract with Philadelphia. He's going to be the quarterback of the Eagles moving forward. Yep. But he's just not on that level of footing. Nobody in football is. Like, we spent the year trying to make it Josh Allen. We tried to make it Joe Burrow for a little while. Jalen Hurts is the second team All-Pro. He deserves respect for that. But nobody is in Patrick Mahomes' stratosphere. He doesn't need, I mean, he would love to win this game, and it would do even more for his resume if he did. He doesn't need to win it to prove anything else in my eyes. Jalen Hurts, first of all, only one Eagles team in history has won the Super Bowl, so that is a thing unto itself. Like, he will be a legend in Philly forever if he wins this game. I think he has so much more to gain than Patrick Mahomes, just because the resume is just not as concrete. Like I said, like, I can say all that stuff about Pat definitively right now. We don't know where Jalen Hurts' career is going. I mean, Carson Wentz looked like he was going to be the quarterback in Philly for decades or more, and we know how that turned out. So nothing is guaranteed other than that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the world.
Sorry. Joy, where do you stand? Who has more to gain in this game?
I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts also for a lot of the reasons that Dave mentioned. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes' resume is solidified at this point moving forward. He's just building on his legacy. And we do have that feeling that he will be back and they'll be competitive for a long time, which, you know, windows don't last forever, but it feels like that way with Kansas City. Also, as you guys know, the Eagles do business a little aggressively. Howie's going to do what's best for the team, and sometimes that means he's going to play hardball. It is a lot easier if you're Jalen Hurts to say, I deserve to be paid a certain amount and I'm the future of this organization if you win a Super Bowl. Yeah. Because as hard as it is to be an All-Pro, it's harder to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's harder to move off of someone who has won a Super Bowl, who is in the space that Jalen Hurts is in. If you know, the Nick Foles run was obviously a great run, but Jalen has been here for 3 years now. He's getting better every single year. He's building into a franchise quarterback. If he adds a Super Bowl to his resume, it will be much harder for them to move on from him. I don't think that they will want to move on from him. And it will validate this season for him as being something consistent and being something that's real, even though he's still being doubted.
2-5, more to gain.
More to gain? I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes. I think that if Jalen Hurts, we've seen how the development from last year to this year, they're like two different players.
Yeah.
I think he hasn't even seen his ceiling yet. He'll get better and better and better due time. Patrick Mahomes is our heir of Tom Brady. Tom Brady leaves, Patrick Mahomes is here now. If he wins this game, right, first of all, he'll be in an elite company.
Yep.
It's only been three quarterbacks in history to have multiple MVPs and multiple championships. So he'll be with Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana.
That's and a nice
I'm all about legacy. I'm all about resume. We talk about a lot of players. Oh, he's good, he's good. What's his resume? I think if he can go out here and win this game, you're already an MVP, right? Then you get a championship. That's two championships. And he's been in three Super Bowl appearances.
5 years.
That's crazy. So just on the legacy part, I think if Patrick Mahomes can go out there and win this game for his legacy, he has the most to gain.
I love it. Well, look, we never get to do shows in front of a live audience. So I knew all y'all's answers. We prepped before the show. But I don't yet know y'all's answers. So if Patrick Mahomes has more to gain, can I hear some noise?
Yeah!
Okay. If Jalen Hurts has more to gain, can I hear some noise?
Yeah!
Okay, so the audience has said it is Jalen Hurts, and I like that answer. I will actually side with my dog, my teammate forever, LeSean Shady McCoy. I think it's Patrick Mahomes. I think it's Patrick Mahomes because Dave said something brilliant when we were still in Los Angeles before we came out here, and he said this, that there's usually one quarterback a generation that ascends into a crazy stratosphere. Whether Joe Montana, whether Aikman based on rings, Tom Brady, there's usually like a quarterback that just transcends everybody else based on rings. We don't have to talk about talent based on rings. But if Patrick Mahomes is going to become that quarterback, he's got to become that quarterback based on rings.
Yeah.
Like, we have to remember, there's a fine line and no shot intended, but there's a very fine line between Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers got four MVPs, but he got one Super Bowl ring.
Right.
Now, the real dilemma is he only went to one. That hurts a lot. But if Mahomes doesn't win this ring, now we'll be talking about a whole bunch of appearances. But you got to have a whole lot to show for it. Shady, how many Super Bowls did you go to?
Two.
How many wins did you have?
Two.
Shady went to two, and he won two.
Thanks,
he
sir.
Went to two.
Thanks to Mahomes. Thanks to Brady.
Like, but it matters.
Yeah.
Because he could have gone to two and had no ring.
Right.
So it's not just about going for Patrick Mahomes. If Patrick Mahomes is going to become that person, Dave, he has to become that person. And you can only become that person by winning.
He's 27. I get what you're saying. And look, we thought Rodgers would be back. Like, everybody thought that. Nothing is guaranteed. But I'll take the track record. Again, Patrick Mahomes has put together a Hall of Fame caliber resume. Like, there aren't that many people in the history of the sport that have won MVPs with an S.
With an S.
Like, that's really hard to do. And again, I'll say it one more time. He's 27 years old. I feel very comfortable banking on him to do this again, whether it's next year, 3 years from now. We haven't seen the last of Patrick Mahomes on this stage. Everything you just said is right. Like, he has a lot to gain from this, but he's going to be quarterback in Kansas City well into his 30s. He's going to be one of this generation's best, if not the best. I think, again, I'm done listening to anybody talking about any other quarterback until somebody does something. Like, somebody else win the Super Bowl before I'm worried about anybody that's not Patrick Mahomes.
I'll push back a little bit on just, like, if he don't win this game, he's still that right now. I don't believe that. I think, especially knowing Patrick Mahomes, like, he's a competitor, right? I remember when I first got to Kansas City and they were talking about, at the time, it was still Aaron Rodgers was still at the top and Tom Brady. And Pat said, I'm QB1. I'm like, oh, he has a little dog in him. And I say that to say this, like, he looks to go out there and get two rings, three rings, four rings. He's not chasing Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts. He's chasing Tom Brady. That's how he thinks. So when I talk about just who has more to gain, it's got to be Patrick Mahomes because of the resume. We won't see another Patrick Mahomes, I don't know, 20 years, 25, 30, you won't. We won't see another Tom Brady for another 20, 30 years. So now that we actually have a guy in this era that's going to carry it, it's got to be Patrick Mahomes.
It's got to be Pat. Joy, you heard what Shady said. You heard what Dave said. Where do you stand in regards to the fact that if Patrick Mahomes doesn't win, all the MVPs and all the regular season awards, he still only has one ring, albeit it is only at the age of 27. Where do you stand there?
I just think that they're set up for longevity. They're set up to be a dynasty. I don't like to take for granted being at the Super Bowl and given the opportunity to win that. That does matter. We always think that these great teams are going to go on in perpetuity, and it never really actually works out that way. But They are set up that way. Andy Reid's going to be there for a while. Travis Kelce's going to be there for a while. They're going to continue to mess with the lineups and bring in different players to put around him and rework his contract so they can sign more players. It's just, you have to trust the organization in the way that they do things. So it gives me more peace. Yeah. To know that that's the situation. Now, he may never go back. We don't know. These opportunities are fleeting. But I'm going to lean towards, as Dave said, the resume, the track record when it comes to him being able to do that again and continue to build on what he's already done. I anticipate he'll win another MVP in his career, and I anticipate that they'll be going back to more Super Bowls or another Super Bowl. But if he's going to be in Tom Brady's space, I hear what you're saying as far as him having more to gain when it comes to legacy, but I think Jalen has to take a step to even establishing that legacy and winning this game.
There's something I'm very, very interested in. Shady, we was at dinner last night, and Shady, he liked to debate. I'll tell you this, if you ever around LeSean McCoy,
does he?
You better be ready for a debate.
I like the debate. I win debates. That sounds...
Y'all see what I got to do with
I think he proved your point.
Every day. Exactly. Shady, I'm going to ask you a question off the top. Dave Hellman, get ready for it as well before we go to commercial break. This is a question I'm incredibly interested in. The Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, yeah, and they've proven themselves to be able to win with a lesser talented skill positions. We don't have to talk about the roster, but lesser talented skill positions.
Okay.
But the Eagles, Shady, as you know better than anybody, their roster is stacked.
Loaded.
Jalen Hurts is in year three. Shady, let me come to you first. Who do you believe is set up more going forward? Clearly, we got a huge game in 2 days, but both of these teams look to be set for the future, yeah, as well. Chiefs, Eagles, who do you think set up more going forward?
Going forward, you know, one thing about Andy Reid and Brett Veach, who's the GM, they draft very well. All his players that he has, he drafted them players. So I think going forward, it might be the Chiefs, but the Eagles is loaded. They don't have to draft. They're ready now. And then Jalen Hurts, he gets so much criticism, right? Oh, he's not throwing the ball, they're running the ball all the time. He's getting better. Last year, I didn't believe it. We can't win with this guy. He's just throwing picks. And then he got better and better and better. That shows you the development. He's a coach's son. So most coaches' sons, they be like, they wire different mentally. He's a leader. He's so young. I got to go with the Eagles, man. Howie Roseman, he dressed well. He's going to trade. Where we got to trade to get a win?
Whatever, whoever.
So I go Eagles.
And whoever. And he going to cut whoever he got to cut whoever he got to cut to get a win.
Sorry. Hey, yo, look. Oh, he did cut. Oh,
he did cut you five times.
But it wasn't a six. Always positive. He cut you five times, but it wasn't six.
But it wasn't six.
Baby.
Dave Hellman, very, very, very quickly. Dynasty, not dynasty. Who's more set up for the future?
It's the Chiefs. They've got Patrick Mahomes already. He gave them a sweetheart deal, by the way. Like, Patrick Mahomes is going to look... So he's already cheap, yep, compared to what he's worth. He's locked in. They got here after trading Tyreek Hill. Like, we know they can do this. I think the Eagles have this game, big opportunity, and they've got one more season where they'll look like this. But then what happens? The quarterback gets paid. And when the quarterback gets paid, it is hard to keep a team together. Devontae Smith is going to want his. You got Miles Sanders coming up. You got, right
Hargrave.
Darius Slay and Javon Hargrave are free agents as soon as this game is over.
Oh,
it's hard to keep this stuff together, especially when your quarterback is young and needs a contract. Patrick Mahomes already got his money, and the Chiefs are here again. Like I said, nothing. You can't take anything for certain. I'm very comfortable guessing we'll be talking about the Chiefs in another Super Bowl.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
What y'all don't realize at home, during commercial break, Shady is like a MC extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Like, Shady got a mic. He out here rapping with people. He out here DJ. Shady, how you feeling, man?
I feel great. I feel great. I feel great. I feel great. This is my element right here.
I know.
The studio be so quiet. The makeup girls, they just little chitter chatter. I like the hair. I like to hear it. It's like I'm in the field again, you know?
Joe catching strays during the show. Wow. All right, let's ask this question, because of all the topics I'm interested in, there's this particular one. Joy always comments about the fact that the Chiefs aren't getting enough respect, in large part because of the Eagles roster, and we excessively praise the Eagles roster. So, Joy, if the Chiefs are going to win, and they're 1.5-point underdogs, if the Chiefs are going to win, how do they do it? How does it happen?
He's done a few things in his career that have been impressive. His name is Patrick Mahomes. And
heard
I think he, yeah, you've heard of him?
Yeah.
Pretty good. pretty good. No, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes, I believe. I mean, that's the reason why everyone is respecting what the Chiefs are doing, because of him. We know how many beasts are on the Philadelphia side of the ball, and they deserve respect for the consistency that they've had all season long. But in this matchup, it is 2-1 seeds. The reason I keep joking about Kansas City being this scrappy underdog is that they got through the AFC. This defense got through the AFC, through all of those talented quarterbacks that are in that conference. Conversation about the Eagles, have they really beat anybody? Have they been battle-tested? Who's more battle-tested than Kansas City?
Nobody.
If the Eagles haven't?
Nobody.
So what this is going to come down to is the best player on the field going to make a play and play his best game? So upsetting the Eagles, and you know, I think we're technically upset. I, again, think it's a little bit of an exaggeration. No one's going to be surprised if the Chiefs win this game. But to me, you've got to respect the most talented and the best player on the field, which is Patrick Mahomes. And if the Chiefs are going to upset the Eagles, it's going to be because he plays spectacularly.
If the Chiefs win, I believe it will be because of one name that might be relatively obscure. Anybody know the name Jonathan Gannon? Jonathan Gannon. Jonathan Gannon. Jonathan Gannon is the Eagles' defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I do not believe that the Chiefs can go take this game from the Eagles. I personally don't believe it. I believe the Eagles would have to give it to him.
Mm.
Travis Kelce had a 4-touchdown game against the Raiders because the defensive coordinator did not realize that Travis Kelce is the best receiving tight end in the history of football. You should probably double-team him. Travis Kelce had a 3-touchdown game against the Chargers because they just wanted to single Travis Kelce. If Jonathan Gannon, Shady McCoy, does not have a plan of how to stop Travis Kelce, that will be how the Chiefs win. I do not believe Marquez Valdes-Scantling can go beat Darius Slay one-on-one. I do not believe that Juju Smith-Schuster can go beat All-Pro James Bradbury one-on-one. I personally don't believe it. Travis Kelce can beat whoever one-on-one. So Jonathan Gannon is the name that everybody at home needs to research before the game and figure out how much they love and or believe in him, because Jonathan Gannon and his game plan, in my mind, will be the reason the Chiefs win the game or lose the game. It'll come down to him. What say you, 2-5?
Where you
what'll be the reason?
Upset.
Yeah, what'll be the reason?
I'm going to go with more on the defensive side, okay. Right? I think if the Chiefs can control the Eagles' running game, we run the ball so well. And then once we start running the ball well, we get that man-on-man, right? Now you're trying to put all your guys in the box to stop the run. Then that's when Devontae Smith goes crazy.
Yep.
That's when A.J. Brown gets crazy, yep. One-on-ones. They're making these catches. If you stop the run, it gives the Chiefs a better chance, right? And another thing is they got to go up by 2 possession scores. We've only, rarely had that with the Eagles where
Chiefs
we had to come back and win the game. Yeah. I think it was, twice?
Jacksonville. Early in the season, 5-0.
And that was in the rain, so it was like whatever. Where the Chiefs, if they get up by a couple points and make the Eagles go back and fight and claw back in it, score 2 touchdowns or a touchdown to field goal, 2 possessions, I'm saying, that's the only chance I think they have.
That's such a good point. Very rarely, and it's a testament to how good the Eagles are, very rarely have they had to play off of their script. Like, they have controlled the vast majority of their games. And
we've been bullies, Dave. Let's say it.
You
have. Let's say we've been bullies.
You have. They absolutely have. Like, it's very hard to.
Dave, is Shady a bully?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Oh, well,
to me, every day. All the time.
Oh, no.
But I'm good with it. I'm good with it. No, he's right. Like, the Eagles have been dominant basically from beginning to end this season. You could argue how hard they've been tested, but who cares? They're playing over there on Sunday. It doesn't matter at this point.
Right.
But I think the Chiefs are equipped to do that. I mean, when you have Mahomes, when you have their firepower, you can do that. And I would be fascinated to see Jalen Hurts try to keep up in a track meet, or God forbid, dig the Eagles out of a hole. It's just not something we've seen very often. I think at the end of the day, Andy Reid himself would agree that 1-53, the Eagles are a better team. But there's 3 or 4 players on the Chiefs that can make that much of a difference. Quarterback being one of them, Travis Kelce. I don't care what Jonathan Gannon does. Like, Travis Kelce he's gotta make an impact on this game.
But you can keep him from. Remember, they went eight straight games, Travis Kelce did not score a touchdown. Travis had that 4-touchdown game, he had that 3-touchdown game. Then as I look at it, yeah, there were 7 straight games from week 13 until week 18 where teams finally were like, you know, you can take one guy out of game, as Shady will attest to. If you want to take one out, you can take one out. But you can't take multiple. Go ahead.
I got a stat for you.
teams in the playoffs are good and typically have good coaches that know how to draw up good game plans, right? Yep. Travis Kelce has 15 touchdowns in 15 career playoff games. He shows up in these moments.
Yeah, beast.
He does. And so, I mean, of course the Eagles are going to try to do that. It can't happen. Travis Kelce's got to be better, or somebody's got to win enough one-on-ones outside to take the pressure off him. And on defense, Chris Jones has to do what he did against Cincy. How's Jalen Hurts going to react to pressure right in his face, right in the pocket? He can do that, even against the Eagles' offensive line. I think he's capable of disrupting it. You could kick him out to edge and hope he can make an impact there. Those three, for me particularly, obviously Mahomes, Kelce, Chris Jones, they've got to be all pro. All three of them have to play all pro in this game if the Chiefs are going to win.
Y'all having fun? We are having nothing but fun here. Well, Jalen Hurts, he had a whole lot of fun this season. He was a second-team All-Pro. That's hard to do.
That's really
good. He's a second-team All-Pro, but he's still getting disrespected 2-5. That's your quarterback. That's the quarterback of a team that you played for, that you lead all-time in rushing yards. Can Jalen Hurts, will Jalen Hurts end the disrespect in 2 days?
Disrespect?
They talking.
Oh, I seen that. The Niners player, the kicker. Oh, kickers is big kickers. Anyway, come on. Jalen Hurts is a second team all pro. That's hard to do. Hard to do, right? And it's like, I look at the Philadelphia Eagles and they say, oh man, they don't need Jalen Hurts. They can win without him. Well, we seen what that looked like. The games that he didn't play, we lost. He's 16-1 as our starter right now. We only go as far as he goes. Everybody knows that. You know, being with Tom Brady for the year we won a Super Bowl with the Bucs, one thing I learned from him is he always read with the opposing team and he read what his teammates said, just to know what they're thinking. And every time you read with the opposing team, the coaches, they all say how Jalen Hurts makes this team go, right? The teammates that he plays with, they all talk about how we need our captain, our leader, Jalen Hurts. So I don't know what the disrespect you're talking about, what you're reading. I don't know what the kicker from the 49ers said. I don't really read kickers, what they even say. But I just think that Jalen Hurts, he's the future of Philadelphia. And we only go as far as Jalen Hurts.
I think he ends it completely, this game. I think that Jalen Hurts will go out and the Eagles will not only win, I've said that before, but I think Jalen Hurts will play a good game. He hasn't played well in the playoffs. We know that. Statistically speaking, he hasn't played well in the playoffs, but they've won.
They won.
And the winners, they write the stories. I don't know if y'all know that back behind me, but at the end of the day, the winners get to write the stories. So we don't necessarily look into the fact that Jalen Hurts hasn't played well the first two playoff games because it's irrelevant.
Right.
Because they won. But when you lose, boy, we start talking bad about you. It don't matter what you've done. If you lose, we start talking bad about you. So Jalen Hurts, I believe, has to and will go out there and play a good game. The only way the Eagles can win this game, or the most easy way, is if Jalen Hurts balls. We had Fred Warner on the show yesterday, best linebacker in football. Shady and I were talking to him off mic, walking back on set. Fred Warner, star linebacker for the 49ers. And he said, I hate going up against mobile quarterbacks.
He said that.
He said, I hate going up against mobile quarterbacks because you have to plan and prepare for so much. And so, Dave, as I look at it, I do think Jalen Hurts ends the disrespect because he will play a good game because he has no choice.
Can I hit you with a cold, hard reality?
Uh-oh.
He can't completely end the disrespect, and the reason is haters are going to hate. That's what they do.
You got a Wayne bar for this one? I was texting Wayne before the show, and I need a bar.
Can we prep the Wayne stuff? Like, can you tell me ahead of time?
You got a little Wayne for me?
No, not off the top. It's hard doing live TV, man. Don't do that to me. No, man. Like, maybe you've heard the name LeBron James.
Yep.
He set the scoring record this week. People still got wild stuff to say about LeBron James, do they not? Like, an unassailable resume. He's done everything you could ever want to do. And some people just don't like the guy or don't want to give him his flowers. If Jalen Hurts wins this game, even if he plays great, somebody's going to have something to say. Maybe people from Dallas. That seems plausible.
Yeah, they're going to have something to say?
People are going to say, of course he played a great game. He threw it to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith all day. Like, I mean, that's going to happen. You argue with your mom. It is. But the thing is, if you're paying attention, you know that's ridiculous. You know that Jalen Hurts has played phenomenally. Howie Roseman said it to us. He was like, well, we've lost one game that he's been the starter this year. Like, what else do you want the guy to do? He's been the catalyst for that. He is the central component of this offense. It doesn't look the way that maybe football purists want it to. He doesn't throw it around the yard at all these crazy arm angles like Patrick Mahomes does, but he is so valuable to this team. Anybody that doesn't see that, I don't really value their opinion that much. They're still going to have it. Hopefully, everything I've seen from Jalen Hurts is that he doesn't give a damn. What did he say yesterday? I had a purpose before you had an opinion. Ooh. That's a bar. You want to talk about bars? That's a bar. I don't think Jalen Hurts is worried about it, and neither am I.
The kicker said...
Why you disrespecting Robbie Goldo?
I mean, Robbie Goldo, like, come on. Everybody can't bring this message. Sometimes the messenger matters. Someone might be giving you some real facts, but if it's the kicker for the Niners, it's not going to hit the same way.
He better not be all-pro, though. Robbie Gold better not be all-pro.
He all-pro at home.
Yeah, that don't count. He's a kicker.
He's not kicking in that game. He's not kicking in that stadium.
You're right.
Tomorrow.
You're not wrong.
Anyway, the kicker said, and I like kickers, actually. I'm just...
I don't.
I'm just saying, I don't want to hear this from him right now. If you make Jalen Hurts play quarterback, you're going to have a pretty solid day on defense.
Like he tackling somebody. That drives me crazy.
I'm just saying, what to Dave's point, what else does he have to do? Because I don't even really think of Jalen Hurts as a run-first quarterback. There are certain quarterbacks that I do, and I don't think of Jalen Hurts that way. Maybe that's just me, but if you're going to talk about what A.J. Brown has done and Devontae Smith has done, did he run the ball to them, or did he throw the ball to them? So if their offense goes through these incredible receivers, his job is to throw the ball to the receivers. How's the ball getting there? It's a messenger service?
Throw it through the
Uber Eats? I don't understand. Like, what? It just doesn't – the math is not mathing for me. Either he is playing the quarterback position or he's not. And they're utilizing the offensive pieces that they put in place to help elevate him, as they should. That's a well-run team. I just don't subscribe to suffering hustle. Like, you got to suffer before – no. He's done that. They were – kicked out of the playoffs very easily last year. He went into the offseason with a mission, and he came back bigger, stronger, better, and they put better pieces around him. He plays the quarterback position, and the biggest thing for me is we got to see this team without him for two games this season, and the offense looked terrible. So sometimes we're like, oh, we don't know what it would really look like if we didn't have him. We got that opportunity. And how do they look?
They did not.
So I don't like good. The disrespect.
Jalen Hurts, we don't like the disrespect.
We don't like the disrespect.
You're going to put an end to it. Coming up, trust me, you do not want to miss how we are going to end this show live from Arizona. It's Speak, baby.